It's one thing to read the Bible, but it's another supernatural level to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, hear from Jesus Christ himself, and to be supernaturally guided by the spiritual being called the Holy Spirit. Jesus is alive and waiting to speak to you. Welcome to Spirit Led, a supernatural podcast on connecting and understanding the living God. And now your host, discerning prophet and visionary, Diana Monique.
Hey everyone, thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. I hope you get a message from this podcast. If you do, please hit me up in LMK, let me know. I'm going to be doing a series talking about the Holy Spirit. I've done quite a few so far. I'm not sure how many more short episodes it's going to take, but I'm going to be speaking on the Holy Spirit until Jesus wants me to talk about something else. The Holy Spirit is 99% the only thing that people refuse to talk about, especially Christians. And so I really, really know for a fact that Jesus has press this into my spirit to be able to talk to you about it. And I'm going to try to explain it to you the best way that God has shown me how. So today I wanted to talk about how the Holy Spirit is everywhere and Jesus was not. Okay, so people need to know who Jesus is, you know, and that he can still be reached today. If you feel lost, if you feel like you're alone, feel like you failed, feel like, you know, you're lacking, I'm here to point you towards a God who could turn all of that around. Jesus wants you to know that he died and rose again so that you can access him at any time, all the time. It is literally the reason why he died and rose again, so you could be able to access him right now. See, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. God is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit can be any, omnipresent means you could be anywhere at any time, all the time. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. Jesus could not. Jesus was a man. I mean, he was mixed with the Holy Spirit, but he was also a man. Jesus had to die so he can rise again and be with each one of us through the Spirit. So let's go to John 14, verse 18. If you read John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going to give everyone the Holy Spirit as a gift. He's going to give everyone the Holy Spirit as a gift. John 14, 18, Jesus says, "No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." Now, what does that mean? Jesus is telling people, "I'm not going to abandon you as orphans. I'm going to come to you." Jesus knew he was going to die. So what, their father is going to die? So that makes me an orphan? No, Jesus knew he was going to die. He's saying, "I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." Jesus is saying that as he was there on earth, helping them, teaching them, fighting for them, guiding their life. This is Jesus alive, present. Jesus didn't want them thinking that when he died, that was just all gonna go away and you would just have to go back and doing your own thing and figuring it out on your own. Jesus is saying to the disciples, and he's saying to you now, he's saying, "I can only be at one place at one time right now. And they're going to try to kill me. And you're going to think that like other humans, I'm just going to die and never return. But I'm going to be with you spiritually. I'm not going to abandon you." This is Jesus talking, right? "I'm not going to abandon you." Jesus, the body, can only travel to one location at a time. Jesus, the body, cannot be in Africa and Israel at the exact same time. Jesus, you know, imagine Jesus saying this. This is Jesus saying this as he's saying, "I'm not going to abandon you as orphans. I'm going to come to you." Jesus says, I have to die and rise again so that I can be with anyone at one time through the Holy Spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A body can only be at one place at a time, but the Holy Spirit can be anywhere all the time. You have access to the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus. You just have to invite him into your life. Okay, so let's take the story of Simon Peter in Luke 5, chapter 5, verse 5. In Luke chapter 5, verse 5, Simon Peter and his friends, they're out on the water trying to catch fish all night. They couldn't catch not one single fish. And then Jesus came along and blessed Simon Peter with two boats full of fish. So full of fish that the boats were about to sink. You see, Jesus is saying to Simon Peter when he's saying, I'm not going to abandon you as orphans. I'm going to come to you. Jesus is saying, remember when I did that? When I filled up your boats full of fish? I'm going to die, but I'm going to come back. And, you know, you're still going to have that life of where, you know, you're not alone. You're still where you don't have to figure out where am I going to get fish from. And I don't have to be out all night waiting for fish. I could just go to Jesus and hear what he's saying to me so I could be able to get the fish again. Jesus is saying, I'm not going to leave you alone so you can figure out how you're going to get fish. You may not be able to see me, but I'm going to be here in spirit, and I'm still going to come to you just like I came to you at the lake. But this time you won't see me. I will be there in spiritual form. So I created a poll on my Instagram, it was like a poll asking, which would you rather have? Would you rather have Jesus physically be with you or have Jesus spiritually be with you? And 97% of people said that they wanted Jesus to be in their life physically, that they could see him, they could be around him. So that was the poll. So 97% said that they would rather have Jesus physically there with them. And there was only 3% of people that said, I'd rather have him spiritually. And a physical Jesus will be right there with you, right? Hanging out with you, helping you out. You can easily hear from him and see what he likes, see what he doesn't like. Easily talk to you, direct your life. That's with a physical Jesus sitting right beside you. And 97% of people on the poll said, I want that type of Jesus. And see, this is why I wanted to do this podcast, because that is the very reason I'm speaking about this. Because we really need to realize that the Holy Spirit is Jesus in spiritual form. It's everything about the physical Jesus, except you can't see him 100% of the time. You can still be able to hear from Jesus. You can still be able to hang out with Jesus. You can still be able to talk to Jesus. You can still be able to understand what he likes and what he does not like about Jesus. Like, you can really experience everything about Jesus. You can even physically see Jesus. You can even physically feel his presence. You can experience Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And 97% of people said that they would rather have that physical Jesus. And what that tells me is that people have not experienced the spiritual side of Jesus. They have not experienced the Holy Spirit of Jesus. They haven't experienced God on a deeper level. Because if they did, then they would understand that he already is there with us, physically with us, though we can't see him. But the more we connect and the deeper we get involved with God, then we will be able to recognize that. So it's so easy to understand and want to be with a Jesus. We can see and touch and hear. But once you have the Holy Spirit, you will be able to experience the same Jesus that was on this earth. You can hear from Jesus yourself. You can see him do supernatural things and work out situations that we cannot do on our own. I mean, it's happening all over the world, throughout the ages. I mean, people all over the world are saying, God spoke to me. I heard this from God. God did this in my life. God did that in my life. And I want you as the listener to understand that you can be able to experience the same thing on such a deeper supernatural level. Listen, I can't change your mind to want Jesus to be with you spiritually rather than physically. I can only tell you that he is not a human being. He can work through human beings, though. And he is here spiritually. And you can access the spiritual Jesus if you ask for it. So if you want to feel his presence, if you want to hear from him, have him fight for you, and you have never experienced this spiritual Jesus before, if you've never experienced the Holy Spirit before, you'll be able to do so once you ask him into your life. So if you'd like to ask him into your life, if you want him to reveal himself to you, then let's say this prayer together. God, I want to know you on a deeper level. I want to feel that supernatural feeling that people talk about. I want to feel your presence and experience you through the Holy Spirit. Unlock my ears to hear you. Open my eyes to see you. Ignite my body to feel your presence. I don't want religion. You know that. I want a real relationship. Show me you. Reveal yourself to me, God. Can you baptize me in your spirit? I believe that Jesus died and came back to life and ascended to heaven and gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. So please grant me your free supernatural gift. Grant me the supernatural relationship of Jesus, our Messiah. Give me the understanding to recognize you. Come into my life. I'm ready. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, welcome home. Welcome to the family. And start paying attention to the things around you. We'll go deeper in the next one.
Deanna Monique is committed to leaving her business just to preach the Word of God on a regular basis. Leaving the world and starting a church for a single mom costs and requires a lot of faith and partnership with you. To become a partner, please visit imspiritled.com. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend. And please rate this show before exiting.